Welcome back, Collective Table Podcast. Today is the last day that we will be focusing on peace. And I've chosen Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Peace is such a big word. We desire peace for a world at war. We desire peace within our homes, our relationships. We want peace within ourselves. And I'd like to propose today that sometimes, in order to find peace, we need to first believe we deserve rest. One of my favorite stories right now is the story of Elijah in 1 Kings 19. To break down the story for you, Prophet Elijah had gone to speak truth to power. And after doing so, he was threatened. And so he ran for his life. The poor prophet Elijah collapsed under a tree and prayed for God to just take his life, because it had to be better for God to do it than his enemies that were at his feet. He was extremely exhausted, discouraged, and just ready for it all to end. But God, like a loving parent, let Elijah fall into a deep sleep. He sent an angel to him to feed him cake in between his slumber, to keep him strong and ready for his next steps. Sometimes we need to sleep before returning to the work of peacemaking. When we feel overwhelmed, sometimes the holiest thing we can do is rest and trust that we will have fresh insight into the kindness of God. So as we enter into the weekend, friends, the practice for today is this. Spend some time in a peaceful place in your home. Sleep, and if you don't have any dietary restrictions, have a piece of cake. Will you pray with me? Dear God, to the God who rested on the seventh day, thank you for the example of your own self-care. God, show us your loving kindness through our rest and deep sleep, so that we can move forward to be peacemakers in ourselves, in our relationships, and in our world. Amen.